Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, my name is Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Celeste Stevens, who's the People Operations Manager at Roofstock. And Celeste, for the last 15 years, as you know, at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Celeste, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for inviting me to be here and share a bit with you and the New Leaf team. So a bit about me. I've been in the HR space for several years now. Before moving to Roofstock, I was working in LA and helped build out the HR function for a small startup. And now I'm doing the same thing on a larger scale at Roofstock. We are a rapidly expanding fintech company, and our goal is making real estate investing transparent and simple, and making it as simple as investing in the stock market for both retail investors and institutional investors. So our marketplace streamlines the buying and selling process and allows people to build wealth through real estate. So definitely an exciting company to be a part of. As HR, I'm excited to share some opinions and thoughts on, you know, growing yourself, growing others, and just developing better business acumen. One thing I'll say that I feel personally is essential is having an open mind, to change, and having a growth mindset. Mm-hmm. I think that will help you develop in all three areas. Managing myself and others has not always been an easy task, and I'd say I'm learning regularly and constantly. But what has really helped me, and one takeaway, is setting up a system that keeps you accountable. And what I've done is I created weekly check-ins with my team and with groups I'm working with on projects. So we come prepared with an agenda, with progress items, and these are reoccurring events. And you don't leave the meeting without next steps and to-dos. So this eliminates confusion about where are our priorities, what do we do next, what did I promise to my teammates. So this gives you and your employees and your team an easy way to kind of hold themselves accountable and know how to show up for each other, and also, you know, get things done for the company. Moving on to leaders, I've seen and worked with a variety of leaders in the business world, and I think different types of leadership style make sense in different situations. But when I think about Roofstock and what I'm doing now, our goal is creating a great place to work, and we hope to have high retention. I imagine that goal resonates with a few others. So what I would recommend here is to invest in people management training and not leave this up to chance, and not leave it up to individuals to, you know, get the training they need independently. So, you know, I've seen companies where there's natural born leaders sprinkled through, inspiring leadership at the top, but maybe there's not the investment in, you know, all the people managers, the middle management, the growing management. So I really think the company needs to take that time to define their culture, define what elements they'd like to see in great leadership among the organization, and really, you know, take the time for that training, because I think the results are worth it. And I've seen a big difference in companies that do and don't take that time and energy to grow the people managers throughout the whole company. So those are really the elements I would like to share today. I want to keep it simple and just give you a few takeaways.
Well, Celeste, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular, I just want to say thanks for your very clear and very practical insights and getting to know a little bit more about Roostock as well. I mean, that sounds like such a super business model that is so, so much needed. And so could I offer you a virtual high five, Celeste?
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day, Celeste.
You too. Take care.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now. Mm-hmm.